Back here on the Mighty 690, coming up on 810, and we do have an update from South Coffeyville Public Schools. Superintendent Daryl Pruder joins us in studio. Good morning, sir. How's it going?
It's going well, James, and good morning to you. Beautiful drive over here today. It's beautiful out there.
That's right. Yeah, it sure is. So we have a meeting coming up here of the South Coffeyville School Board coming up tonight.
Yes, we do. 6:30. At the South Coffeyville Board of Education, or the clerk's office there. And it's at 600 East 5th Street. Starts at 6:30. The first thing we will do is call the meeting to order. And we'll do the roll call and then consider action to approve minutes and all the normal stuff that we always do. And then we will do the general fund encumbrances, building fund, and all those things. But then we also have, at this meeting, we have a public comment, and so we have, there will be a comment about our proposed clear backpacks for the K through 12 students, so that's always nice when someone wants to come in and discuss and give us an opinion of that, so.
And where did that come from? What was kind of, you know, well, brought that to being?
James, the state of Oklahoma has had a committee. I think they've done away with it now, but they had a committee and personnel that went around to each school district and looked at their safety procedures. And South Coffeyville does a really good job. You know, we keep our doors locked. We have the cameras, and we do a really good job. But one of the things that they recommended was possibility of the clear backpacks. And a lot of the larger schools in Oklahoma do that, have clear backpacks. So we put it out there that we were going, and that was a recommendation from the state. So we thought we could do that fairly simple. So we put that out that we were going to add that, and so we've had some comments on our Facebook, which was, some of them are very interesting, but it's always nice to get comments and feedback back. So we have a comment that wanted a young adult that wanted to present to the board to give their opinion of that. So that's going to be on the agenda tonight, which is nice. That's what we have public meetings for. So we'll have that, and then, but anyway, it was recommended by the state as an adopted safety factor, and, you know, with all the stuff that's going on, things in backpacks, and so it was an easy fix, we think, so we're going to look at adding that, and if it is approved, then we'll put that in the handbook that we'll have clear backpacks for the 26-27 school year. Then after that, we'll go into executive session, and then we're still looking to hire a science teacher. And we have a recommendation that that we hire a young lady that's was in South Coffeyville prior to this, but I'm not going to give a name till we hire. So we'll make a proposal to do that, and then after executive session, we'll come out and hopefully hire the science teacher. And then once that's done, we were looking at a lease purchase for a new ag trailer. Our livestock trailer is about 25 years old, and we needed to upgrade that. So we're going to look at a lease purchase for a new aluminum livestock trailer. And once we get that done, looks like we'll do some activity fund updates. So just mainly business there. And I think the storm shelter, what we'll do is the storm shelter's almost finished. So we'll take a look at the storm shelter and take a little trip over there to do that. And I believe that's about the entire meeting.
Okay. Well, now I know that you had a summer celebration, of course, over the weekend, and I think it was your cheerleaders that were doing that cornhole?
Yes. Don't know how well that went out, but I hope they made some money.
I know they had 16 teams participating, so I feel like it's pretty good.
That's pretty good. Yeah, I have not heard who won or the results of that, but no, anytime they can come out and do that, and that's really nice that we don't have to sell something.
Yes.
That we can have a fundraiser where we, we're not selling things.
Yeah, no, that's really good. So I know it's been a win-win for Summer Celebration to have them just kind of take care of that, have their little piece that the organizers don't have to worry about.
Yeah.
And so so that is really good to hear. So, again, we'll look forward to maybe an update on that fundraiser. But I know it was another great event this year for Summer Celebration.
Sounds good, James. So that should do us.
Okay, your summer help doing good? working hard.
Yeah, it's a little tougher this year. A lot of vacations going on, so we're shorthanded a lot. But they get to do a lot of weed eating and a lot of physical work. We're trying to do a little waxing of some floors and just updating and taking care of things. And that's always a lot of fun for kids that learn how to do that.
Oh yeah, you know it. So, all right, sir. Well, we'll see you here tonight for the meeting on the way for South Coffeyville.
Sounds good, James. Thank you.
All right, that's South Coffeyville Superintendent Daryl Pruder here on the Mighty 690. Oh, and one more thing before we go. I know that we did talking about the bond, because we're not going to be too far away from that election
not.
Here. So, you want to remind us just real quick on that the bond for running the gym again?
Right. So the August election. The August election, we're going to run a $6-something million bond, and it looks like it could be somewhere around $10. I mean, for an average home in South Coffeyville, $10 a month would cover that fee, so $120 to $130 a year raised on your taxes, but it'll make a significant difference for the school district with that. I mean, I went to McDonald's, and it's $20 to buy a meal to feed two of us in McDonald's. So you do that a couple times, and that bond, your tax is paid for. So we will run some advertising. I think there's a committee getting started to support the school fund or the school bond this time. So we'll do a little more advertising this year with vote yes, really, is what it'll be, because it won't be school funds. And so hopefully we get more opportunities for people to know what we're doing, and there'll be some committee meetings and things going on later on. But yes, it's approaching very fast.
And remind us, you know, people might want to know why is there a need for a gym?
Well, James, we have one gymnasium for a K-12 school district, and when South Coffeyville started, it was a K-8 school. So it's an elementary gymnasium that all of our high school activities are in. And when we have teams that come in, good teams that come in, that, I mean, our gym is, we're standing room only, we're in the hallways, and so we pack out that facility. But it's also, we use that 24/7. So that gym is well used, and we've outgrown it years ago. But we haven't had the opportunity to upgrade it. I mean, we've upgraded, but we haven't had the opportunity to add another one. I mean, we lose by a vote. We lose by two votes. And in Oklahoma, you have to have the supermajority, which is the 60%. So we have more people that vote yes, but we don't reach that 60%. We find out 59% vote yes. But with the facility, we don't have enough space to utilize. That's the only indoor recess area that we have. So on rainy days, we still have PE classes in there, so we don't have any place for other kids to go during those inclement weather activities days. And it's the locker rooms need to be remodeled, and we've always updated and tried to just keep them clean and taken care of. But I mean, they're old; they need to be. We need to replace things, and one of the things that we've looked at, we thought that the gymnasium is going to make a big difference for the school and the community, having additional gyms. I mean, we are not declining in enrollment. We are staying the same or growing, and that's one of those things that I think will even be better. If we have better facilities, we're going to get more kids. More people will move into South Coffeyville. And that's an important thing for the community to know, that we think that with this addition, South Coffeyville could grow.
Sure. And I mean, you think about, if the community might even be able to utilize that for an event or something like that down the road.
Exactly. We utilize the gymnasium right now, but it's awful small. And the other facility would be significantly larger, and it would still contain an additional storm shelter, because the storm shelter we're putting is really just about the minimum we could have to get all of our kids in. So we would go ahead, and there would probably be another storm shelter addition to that gymnasium as well. So we just look to improve our school as we go through, and that's one of the ways we think we can, and that would make it would be a big difference in attitudes and how kids perceive our school district. So
very good. So that's all coming up here next month for that vote.
Correct. It is.
All right. Well, Superintendent Daryl Pruder, we appreciate your time here this morning.
Thank you, James.
All right, and that is our update here from South Coffeyville Schools. And coming up next, we do have some of those interviews. If you missed out on a few of our interviews at Summer Celebration, we'll have a few of those in just a little bit. We have this week's edition of Plantorama coming up as well, and then a Words of Inspiration program.